So let's look at the first issue, and that is Manuel, his aims, his policies. What exactly did Manuel have in mind? Well, as I mentioned, Manuel, among all the Comnenian emperors, probably appreciated the Western Europeans the most, even more than his grandfather, Alexis. Both of his wives were European princesses. His first wife, Bertha of Sulzbach, renamed Irene. Irene was a dynastic name. It actually was the maternal grandmother of Alexis, Irene, who was so important in Alexis' the first early career. So all of these foreign wives, the Byzantines couldn't pronounce the name, so they just commissioned him Irene. The same was true with John. His Hungarian wife was renamed Irene. And then his second wife was Maria of Antioch, whose son, Alexis, was ultimately the heir of Manuel I. Manuel, for all of his difficulties with the Norman kings of Sicily and Crusader princes, individually appreciated Western Europeans a great deal. And he personally didn't hold animosity to the Western Europeans on the order of what seems to be expressed in the pages of Anna Comnena. We're told, for instance, one of the reasons that Manuel marched off to fight Sultan Masud back in 1146, 1147, was to impress his Western wife with the prowess of Byzantine knights. Manuel adopted a lot of the pageantry of Western European courts, and that included jousts, that included some of the elements of chivalry that were already coming together into a tradition as a result of the Crusades. And you can understand how this transmission takes place. The constant exchange of envoys, the matrimonial alliances, and it must be remembered, when these Western wives appeared in Constantinople, they didn't come alone. They came with great retinues, with knights, with clerics, with all sorts of artists. And so there was a whole cultural exchange that went on at the courts whenever these marriage alliances were concluded. And Manuel really appreciated many of the mores and customs of Western Europe. He staffed a good deal of his army with Western European army officers. I mean, one of his leading commanders out in Syria was by origin a Hungarian. Furthermore, as we'll see, Manuel depended on officials and generals who were of Turkish origin. There's a whole group of men who could be traced back to captives back in 1097. They and their families, they were Turks, who were taken very young, reared in the imperial court, and ended up in high offices of state. The empire was always above race. What mattered was loyalty to the emperor, some kind of profession to the Orthodox faith. And in Manuel's case, that was a fairly liberal confession, since Manuel, just as his father and grandfather, were no longer in excommunication with Rome. That excommunication had been lifted, and they periodically courted Rome with notions of the reunion of the churches. Manuel also saw very clearly that the Holy Roman Emperors, the emperors of Western Europe, Conrad III, and then his brilliant nephew, Frederick Barbarossa, were potential allies against the Norman foe in Sicily and Italy. He was adept at using the Italian merchants, but certainly kept them in their place. Manuel also projected the image of the benevolent and the cultured Orthodox prince. And in his case, this was an important move to make because his father, John, was a rather glum, a military type, and wasn't nearly as engaged in the kind of patronage, religious life that Alexis I had been. Manuel is responsible for important buildings in Constantinople, I'll discuss later, especially the mortuary chapels associated with the great church at the Pantocrator, which is overlooking the Golden Horn today in Constantinople, modern Istanbul. He defended orthodoxy, gave patronage to various writers, and he was very much engaged in the intellectual and artistic life of his empire. And this was a part of his image that was extremely important, and this is where he poured a good deal of his money out. And as I mentioned earlier, this was also a diplomatic weapon. These churches, which would so impress the Crusaders when they showed up on the Fourth Crusade in 1203, they were also diplomatic weapons. So Manuel, in many ways, in his policies, was really quite forward-looking vis-a-vis the Western Europeans. In his cultural and artistic patronage was very much within the lines, the high standards set back in the 9th and 10th centuries. It was a brilliant age of Byzantine arts and letters.